You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Roughly 50 principals from low-income schools have banded together to express their concerns regarding new online NCEA reading, writing and maths tests. Over half of NCEA students at low-income schools last year failed reading and writing tests, with three-quarters of those failing numeracy testing. Students will not be able to receive their NCEA qualifications without passing these tests. The alternative option to this, which is only available until the end of 2027, is to complete up to 20 additional credits in numeracy and literacy. These principals also say that these online tests will result in a generation of students without qualifications, and this will disproportionately affect Māori and Pacific students. I spoke to the principal of Papakura High School, Simon Craggs, one of the principals criticising these tests, about these concerns and what he suggests as an alternative to this testing method. I started off by asking him what barriers students are facing at low-income schools regarding these new tests and what he has been seeing at his own school.
Okay, so there's the two things really. The first is the CAA tests, which are the online exams to get the literacy and numeracy co-requisites. So there's a reading, a writing and a numeracy exam. And the problem with those is that even though students have demonstrated to us that they're at the right level for their reading, writing and maths, when they actually sit the test, that many of them, in fact the majority of them, are still failing those tests. It's actually just a poor assessment. It's a bad test and it's very, very difficult for students from minority groups with English as a second language to be able to pass those tests. It's poor assessment practice. So the exam itself is online, which is untested as an assessment method. It also, students have to wait months before they get their results, and there's actually very little feedback as to the areas that they need to improve in. And often they're sitting the next round of tests before they really know where they went wrong on the previous test, and the tests are months apart. So that's the problem with that. In terms of the alternative pathway that you talked about earlier, the issue with that is that the 20 credits that they get in literacy and numeracy mean that those credits can't be counted towards their NCEA level 1, 2 or 3. So if they get those credits, they still have to get an additional 60 credits. So it's an inequity from those that are able to access and pass the tests. It's very little extra effort. But for those that struggle in that area and have to do the alternative pathway, it's a lot of work and it also disadvantages them.
Would you want the government to go back to the drawing board, or would you be open to amendments to the current testing model?
I think we need to go back to the drawing board. I think the whole process right from the beginning, and it's been a three-year process. This is not something that's come in on this government. It was a previous government's initiative. Need to go back to the drawing board. They need to include voices from outside their narrow circle and include principals and teachers from high equity index schools and design something that really works for everyone. And not only that, there are already very well-tested assessment methods already, such as EASTL, that could be used instead of these online exams.
The ACT Party's education spokesperson, Laura McClure, has accused the group of principals expressing these concerns of lowering expectations with these calls to scrap these tests, further saying that we cannot afford to lower expectations and create a workforce defined by mediocrity. How would you respond to these statements?
Well, I'd say it's very disappointing because the ACT Party spokesperson obviously didn't listen to the interview. What I've said and what the other principals have said right from the start is we are very supportive efforts to strengthen literacy and numeracy requirements for NCEA. Got absolutely no issues with that. The problem is it's just a bad test and it's disadvantaging our kids. That's the issue. It's got nothing to do with lowering standards. It's got nothing to do with being negative. In fact, I'm the biggest positive advocate for our kids. I think they're amazing. They can do whatever they want to do. But we've put this assessment in place that's disadvantaging them and it's unfair.
You've briefly touched on this, but as a president, do you believe the government and even the previous government has adequately engaged with those in the education sector to better the educational outcomes of students in these communities?
The short answer is no. I don't believe that enough voices from the wider community or educational community have been consulted in these changes. And as a result, we've got something that is potentially creating an equity crisis in our education system.
As a collective of the roughly 50 principals across the Motu who have expressed concerns regarding these new tests, what are you hoping will come out of this?
We're hoping that the ministry, the government will listen and take our voice into account. We're probably not expecting that what we've called for in terms of the scrapping of the CAAs will happen immediately, but certainly, and it was positive to hear on 3 News last night that the minister was signalling significant changes to the literacy and numeracy co-requisites, and I really hope that those changes do include our voice in that space.
And what would you suggest is necessary to target these low achievement rates?
I think we just need to co-design an assessment that actually measures what students can do, not what they can't do. And I'd also say to those that are critics of it, actually have a look at the test, sit the test. It's really hard. I've had a look at it. I find it difficult. I think I would be able to pass it, but there are a lot of people in my generation who would really struggle to pass these tests, especially the reading and the mathematics test.
That was the principal of Papakura High School, Simon Craggs, on his calls as a member of a collective of principals at low-income schools to reevaluate the new NCA reading, writing and maths tests.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.